WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Book critic Maureen Corrigan has some gift suggestions for the kids in your life. Books. Books that you'll love, too.
In its annual end-of-year issue, the Sunday New York Times Book Review pronounced that 1999 was just a so-so year for books. Overall, I'd agree, with one huge exception, the category of children's books. Long after many of us forget who won this year's Nobel Prize for Literature, we'll know the name Harry Potter. The three best-selling Harry Potter novels by J.K. Rowling, which were published this year, are adored not only by their target audience of 10 and 11-year-olds, but by hordes of adult readers as well. In fact, the Harry Potter phenomenon has been so extraordinary that it's gotten adults who read children's books to come out of the closet. Even in uptight, lawyerly Washington, D.C., where I live, I've seen people on the bus reading the Harry Potter novels, where once only John Grisham held sway. Such sights got me to wondering about other children's books that appeal to an adult audience. Of course, I thought of the novels of Louisa May Alcott, Lewis Carroll, and Robert Louis Stevenson. But for guidance to less familiar titles, I went to my local independent bookstore, where the clerks know and love literature. Yeah, sometimes the chain bookstores get lucky and hire such people too. But in a scene straight out of the mediocre movie You've Got Mail, when I went to buy a copy of Norton Juster's The Phantom Tollbooth, which the clerk at the Independent recommended but didn't have, the clueless children's section clerk at the chain ran a computer search for Norton Juster's The Phantom Tollbooth, as though the author's name were part of the title. The Phantom Tollbooth, my independent bookstore elf assured me, is a steady seller with adults who don't even bother to pretend they're buying it as a gift. First published in 1961, it was reissued in a special paperback anniversary edition 3 years ago, with illustrations by Jules Pfeiffer and a preface by Morris Sendak. It has a lot of that magical, familiar world turned abruptly strange quality that readers love about the Harry Potter books. A boy named Milo, who's bored with life, comes home one day to find a huge package in his room bearing an envelope that reads, "For Milo, who has plenty of time." Inside is a disassembled, genuine turnpike toll booth, which Milo puts together and then drives his toy car through. What ensues is a journey that's been rightly compared to that of Alice in Wonderland, in which Milo rediscovers life's possibilities as he meets the weird, word-playing citizens of places like Dictionopolis and the Land of Expectations, the place you must always go to before you get to where you're going. A much more brutal journey is the subject of Conrad Richter's The Light in the Forest, a slim novel that's shelved both in the adult and children's sections of many bookstores. The Light in the Forest was first published in 1953, and it's one of those historical adventure tales that educates as it thrills. Set in 18th century America, the novel tells the story of True Son, a 15-year-old white boy who was kidnapped by Indians when he was a baby and adopted by them, but is now forced to return to his white family. What's so striking about The Light in the Forest is its uncompromising depiction of True Son's caught-between-two-worlds situation. Also, the novel's description of the landscape primeval are as hypnotic as any James Fenimore Cooper rhapsody. Here's a passage about a soggy sojourn True Son and his Indian cousin undertake in the woods. They could hear the rain before it reached them, a fine, unmistakable roar in the forest. They lay snug under their upturned dugout, watching the trees drink in the wetness. Some days it fell with a long, soft, beautiful sound through the woods, so light at times they only knew it continued by the bushes delicately nodding. After a long day of rain, it seemed that this small, dry spot where they lay was the only place left on earth. Boys, 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 I asked my bookstore Virgil for a girl power book, and he recommended Dorothy Canfield Fisher's Understood Betsy, a 1917 classic that's just been reprinted in a pretty new hardcover edition. This is a wonderful story about a sheltered, insecure city girl who's sent to live with her tough-love Vermont relatives. They believe, rightly, that self-esteem develops out of learning how to fend for yourself. Any overprotective parents out there probably need to read and absorb this novel's wise message of self-reliance, at least as much as their kids do. All three of these very different, adult-attractive children's books create a rich, fully realized world, pervaded sometimes by humor, and in all cases, by a real sense of evil and loss. Speaking of loss, happy and very prosperous holidays to my favorite beleaguered independent bookstore and its staff who recommended these books.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. This is Fresh Air.